Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, where we inspire, uplift, and encourage others who are wanting to begin on this entrepreneurial journey. Today, I have Stephen Sonato with me, and he is a board-certified and NYU-certified professional coach. His clients include doctors, lawyers, educators, students, CEOs, business owners, mental health professionals, fitness professionals, and so many more. Stephen has been featured writer by organizations such as CNBC and has conducted workshops and presentations for organizations including the New Jersey State Bar Association. Stephen is the founder of Extraordinary Coaching and Leadership and co-founder of the Live Fully Summit. Stephen offers one-to-one coaching and group coaching as well. He conducts all of his coaching sessions through Zoom or phone. Stephen, welcome to our show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Great. Well, this is pretty exciting, Stephen, but let's fill in some of the gaps of your bio and then just tell us a little bit more about you. Let's learn a little bit about Stephen and then more importantly about your journey. How is it that you got to be this awesome certified professional coach?
Where to begin? I was thinking about actually this question recently about when I first really learned how to serve and the joy that comes with being of service to another in a meaningful capacity. And to me, I believe that really hit home when I entered recovery. So I had my struggles with addiction and alcoholism for quite some time, and that led me to a pretty painful place. Fortunately, though, I arose from it. I went through hell and to get to heaven. And as I entered the program of recovery and began to work the steps of recovery, a big part of the steps was to be of service to another person. And that's really when I experienced the fulfillment and joy and gratitude that comes with being of service to another. So that was that was an insight that began leading me toward where I am now. From recovery, it's interesting how I got to where I'm at. So I'm going to share the road. It's a little windy.
Okay.
So after I got cleaned up, one of my dreams had come back, which was to attend law school and become an attorney.
Can I stop you for 1 second? Because I love this, and I'm really wanting you to give us this idea. So just so that all of us can understand, at what point, how old were you at that point? So you go through recovery, and now you're like, okay, now I'm going to go back and become an attorney. But like, how old were you at that point?
So I was 27 at that point.
Okay.
I was 27 at that point, and I was lost and directionless. I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and I kind of lost all motivation to do anything, really. So hitting rock bottom for me was one of the biggest blessings in disguise of my life. It helped me enter this program of recovery where I began to learn about me, started to love me and others and be of service and to get clear my mind up and also connect to a power greater than myself. It was a really wonderful spiritual journey. So now I'm 27, I hit rock bottom, I enter a program of recovery, I get clean, and I start coming alive. I start experiencing that same zest for life I had when I was a kid, you know? And that's when some of my dreams came back, one of which, as I mentioned, was to become a lawyer. So I'm in and out of court. It's kind of funny. I'm in and out of court as a defendant in and out of hearings. After one of the hearings, I'm with my lawyer and we're having a conversation and he's sharing with me about being a lawyer, and I share with him that, you know, that was my plan actually after college, was to become a lawyer. I didn't plan to spiral out of control into addiction and alcoholism. And I felt that inspiration again, and I left the conversation, signed up for the law school admission test, and started studying. I studied for about 4.5 weeks. I performed fairly well on the test and applied to Rutgers, which was close to my home in New Jersey. They had an affordable tuition. It was a great school, and they had great connections. And that's where I wanted to go. But they rejected me. The next year, I apply again and get in. Once I get in, I'm really excited. I feel really proud of myself and also extremely terrified. My mindset at the time was riddled with limiting beliefs about who I was and what was possible. I considered myself not smart. I considered myself a slow reader. I was very intimidated by the other students, especially the students coming to law school from Ivy League schools, and just seemed way more prepared than I was to be there. And I underwent one of the most profound transformations of my life through law school, through a morning routine. I began listening to inspirational speakers every single morning during my commute, and it restructured my belief system and helped me generate this unbelievable energy to really commit myself to going all in. And I showed up every day, one of the first to be there at law school. I worked hard every single day for 3 straight years, and I went from a survival mindset to a thriving mindset. Instead of saying, okay, I just got to get B's, and if I get B's, I can keep this little scholarship they gave me, and I'll be okay. That'll be great. I went from that mindset to, I'm going all in. I'm going to use all those years I spent out there drinking and drugging. I'm going to use all those years as fuel to live a better life. And I'm going to do it for me and for everyone who is feeling like I once felt, hopeless. I took all that energy and applied it and committed myself fully to my studies. So I ended up graduating first in my class and receiving an offer from one of the top international law firms in the world.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And so now it's like, okay, oh my God, this is a miracle. I remember after the graduation ceremony, just being so overwhelmed with gratitude, crying in my car, thanking God and thinking this, my life is going to be absolutely perfect once I get to work and all will be well. Dreams come true. Little did I know, I would not enjoy practicing law as much as I had thought. And all of my ideas of what success meant for me didn't do it for me. I still felt like something was amiss, even though I was living in New York City, working at a top law firm, making a ton of money. I still felt like something was missing within. And it was sort of a devastating realization because I didn't want to believe it. I had worked so hard to create where I was. I wanted that to be everything I dreamed about, but it wasn't. And sooner or later, I had to come to grips with this isn't for me long term. And that is when I began soul searching, really going within. One thing that I share with my clients and others, because I talk with a lot of people about finding purpose and designing a life that really deeply fulfills them, and how to do that. And so what I did over the course of a few years was note any moments in my life I felt full of joy and gratitude and love, naturally. And so I had this list of these experiences where I was sponsoring people in recovery, where I was mentoring law students, where I was helping younger attorneys, where I was inspiring my friends to go back to school and succeed, where I was helping people get into shape and live a healthy lifestyle. I just love to serve and help people. And I saw clearly there was this one-on-one contact that I didn't really quite know what it meant. And once I found out about coaching, it just clicked. Wow, what is this coaching? I actually can't recall when I first learned about coaching. It may have been after watching Tony Robbins' I'm Not Your Guru documentary on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, after I learned about coaching, I became very intrigued. I ordered a book, ripped through it, and started coaching one of my friends from law school right away. And let's see, maybe a year later, I go to a Tony Robbins event, and while I'm there, I have this amazing idea to start a business. Something I've always wanted to do was start a business and to combine within that business everything I loved. And now there was this thing called coaching that I thought was just so cool, that the power to transform someone's life within a conversation, I just thought was so powerful. I wanted that to be part of the business. So I developed the courage to take a leap from my job. Really scary, but I went for it because I was just unwilling to settle for a life that was unfulfilling. So I went for it. I left my job on a Friday, and then the following week I was enrolled full-time at NYU's coaching program, became board certified, had a lot of ups and downs, to tell you the truth, through that journey, especially the first part. And eventually I get to a place where I get focused, I get committed, I hired help and support. And again, I went all in. This time it was on coaching. This time it was my happiness. This time it was my fulfillment. And my coaching business took off. And 2019 was one of the best years of my entire life. To hear some of my clients share with me that their life had transformed, that they have never been so happy in their life, that 2019 was also the best year of their lives because of our work together, is one of the greatest gifts that one could receive.
Wow, that is that's awesome. So thanks for sharing that story with us. So you're a lawyer, you're making good money, you probably have, your lifestyle was, I'm going to guess, probably lots of hours working, probably maybe little time for yourself. But then you embark on this new journey. And so tell us how the business has shaped your lifestyle today.
Yes, those are all great guesses. I was working extremely long hours with very little time to myself. Now, just to give you an example, I'm in my coaching room right now in our apartment in Jersey City in comfortable sweatpants. I had time this morning to meditate, to go to work out, go to the gym. And what I do for work now doesn't, you know, it sounds so cliche. It's like what I do for work doesn't feel like work, but it's so true. It's so true. And so now my life is so much different, so much different. My happy place is right here where I'm at, my coaching room. I love it here. It's my sanctuary. I get to work in the most comfortable clothes that I own. I get to serve profoundly and make a meaningful difference in others' lives and the world. And really live fully.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. So thanks for sharing that. Let's talk about skill sets a little bit. So like your superpowers, if you will. And what do you think that it is that, what's your superpower that you think has really helped contribute to your overall success?
So a couple skill sets have served me really well as a coach. Number one is that I create a very safe space for my clients to share about anything and everything. And that level of honesty is what opens up the opportunity for us to cause shifts and breakthroughs and transformation. Another one of my skill sets that I believe really separates me as a coach is that I have this ability, thankfully, through law school and practicing law, to consume and comprehend vast amounts of information and wisdom from a variety of sources, synthesize it, and use it to create my own coaching tools and strategies.
I think that's a great skill set. Do you think there's something that is, other than it just comes natural to you, obviously that's just kind of your superpower, but is there things that you could just say, this is how to make that, or how do you work toward that? If somebody says, I don't have that superpower at all. And how do you even begin to do that? Do you have any pointers or tips that allow people to maybe do that? Because that would be something that certainly would be helpful to a lot of people.
I think it's being intentional about putting insight into action. You know, so many of us will read books or go to seminars or workshops or watch courses online, and we'll receive really powerful insights. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do nothing with them. I'm just like, oh, that's really interesting. That's wow, that's a great idea. And then just leave it there. So being intentional about putting insights into action, integrating them into our lives, like, well, a morning routine can really make a meaningful difference in my life. It can set the tone for the day and have a profound impact on my entire life if I'm consistent. I'm going to integrate that. Okay, now I have something integrated, a new habit in my life that's empowering me, putting insight into action, and then coming along, learning more, and then, oh, whoa, meditation. This is a really cool spiritual practice that cultivates a really profound sense of peace. I could use that as part of my morning ritual and start combining different insights in a way that's practical and serves me. So I would suggest to begin putting insights into action immediately.
All right. What, any other, we talked about, I think we did cover a couple of your good skill sets. So outstanding accomplishment, something that you're super proud of.
The thing that I feel most proud of today is two things: graduating first in my class from law school, and number two, having the courage to transition from law and build a successful coaching business.
Absolutely. And I think the graduation from law school, I think, had to represent so much for you. It had to represent, I never dreamed I'd be here in my lifetime. And I think that was a great thing. And I think a lot of people feel like, well, because of that, then I can't ever leave that. So I do think both of those things are very powerful. But I think that it can be inspiring for our listeners that they can hit rock bottom and they think, what am I going to do? And I hear this all the time. Well, that's going to take me 3 more years or 4 more years, but time is going to march on and 4 years is going to go by whether you do it or you don't do it. And so it's really doing the things that you want to do that is that you think maybe is completely impossible for you to do, that it really isn't. You know, I think you're a really good poster board, if you will, for we can make anything out of our lives and turn our lives around at any point if we truly have the desire to do so.
I agree 100%.
All right. So let's talk about a challenge or an obstacle. And you can feel free to share a story because that's what people relate to the most. But talk about a challenge or obstacle that you faced in your career and how you overcame that.
Okay. So I was just writing about this in an ebook I'm planning to publish soon. One of the hardest parts of transition, and this is any major life transition and professional transition in particular, is the emotional management. When we take a leap, for example, from our corporate positions into entrepreneurship, there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unknown. And where there is uncertainty and unknown, there is usually fear. And that can be a really tough emotion to work through. It can distract our focus. It can inhibit our ability to solve problems. It can affect the way we communicate. And so managing emotions was one of the biggest challenges I faced. When I left my position as a lawyer, I was so excited. I felt so free. I felt so inspired. And I also felt really scared. I would go into panic mode sometimes, wake up in the middle of the night sweating and start looking at part-time jobs and start doubting myself and everything. And I was really getting a hold on my emotions and actually using them to my advantage. Emotions are one of the most powerful forces on the planet, and we can use them to our advantage. So the obstacle first was, okay, I got to get my emotions in check, and I got to manage these emotions of fear and panic and doubt. And And then once I have them managed, I want to use them to my advantage. I want to cultivate a really powerful sense of gratitude, inspiration, focus, peace, and use that to create what I really want, a coaching business.
So let's talk about, it's kind of the essence of the show, if you will, but what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Working from my happy place means honoring my true desires, my authentic self.
Okay.
And that's not an easy thing to do, especially because there's this fear of judgment that so many of us have.
Mm-hmm.
What will others think of me if I do this? What will others say behind my back? What will my family members think? What will my colleagues think of me if I leave this profession so soon, where I could be so successful for the rest of my life and do something that seems unexpected, like life coaching? And that can prevent so many from really creating a deeply fulfilling life and honoring their truth, their authentic self. And so to me, it's getting in touch with what that means for me. And for me, it means using all of my strengths, experiences, knowledge, wisdom, and God-given gifts to serve others in a meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means for me. And then to actually cultivate the courage to go for it and create it.
Great. I think that it's, I would say that 80% of the people that we have on our show, that people feel the happiest when they are making an impact on another person's life. Like, that seems to be a universal thing that a lot of our entrepreneurs or a lot of our guests share. And I think you started out by saying, you know, you really learned about serving others. And I think that a lot of people, you know, continually chase money or chase titles or chase a lot of different things. And at the end of the day, that if you really start to say, who has a need and how can I fill it? Who can I serve? How can I be, make an impact on another person's life? It's like when you start to, whatever you do, view it through that mindset, even in sales of a product, it's like, how is this going to benefit another person versus here's how I'm describing this product to you. And you know, if we put the focus on the need, and I really do think that if people could get connected to that, it would help them to sort of get through the weeds, you know what I mean, and help them to really see what it is that they want to do. Because I would say that 80% of people, they have other things too that working from their happy place means, and for some it's freedom, for others it's being able to be with their families. And but I would say that 80% of all entrepreneurs share the feeling of I'm my happiest when I'm serving others, when I'm making a difference in somebody else's life. So I think that's awesome.
It. Yep. That's it. Yeah. I would 100% agree. Serving others with our unique and special gifts.
Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give then to others who are maybe stuck at this point in their career where they're just not enjoying it anymore, would like to do something different? Maybe want to do something alongside the career that they have. So they're kind of wanting to make their way down this entrepreneurial road. What advice would you give to them?
So it would depend if they know what they would want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So for people like me who weren't quite sure, I would highly suggest beginning to note moments in your life when you feel full of joy and love and gratitude. And those experiences will begin guiding you toward something that lights you up inside. For a person who actually knows what they want to do, it's a matter of being courageous enough to go for it. And I would suggest, I don't even have words to explain how strongly I would suggest to get support. That was the one thing I wish I had done much sooner in my transition. It would have saved me so much time, so much anguish, and helped me to enjoy the journey a lot more and maybe not go through that emotional ringer
right.
as much. And the last thing I would offer is there's a question I love to ask to help us get clear on what it is that we would actually love to do. And it's like you ask someone, okay, if money didn't matter, what would you do? And most people are like, oh, I would travel. I would do this. I would do that. It's like, okay, then what? So the question becomes, okay, so imagine you won the lottery and money's no longer an issue. And imagine that you've cleared everything off of your bucket list. What then? What would you do next? Would you sit at home and watch Netflix all day? Probably for a little bit. Let's just go even beyond that, because that I'm sure won't fill you up inside. And that question can start to stir some insight and get us clearer on what it is that we would actually love to do and how we would love to spend our time.
Very good. So in closing then, Stephen, this has been awesome. What are some new things that you're working on that our listeners might benefit from? And also, share with our listeners how they can find you.
So listeners can find me by my email, which is coach@stephensanato.com. That's spelled STEPHENSAINATO.com. Or shoot me a text message at 973-216-4059. Some things I'm up to right now that I'm really excited about are completing an ebook that I'm working on about professional transition. I get to deliver workshops now about professional transition, and I have established what I call the 5 guideposts to conquering professional transition. That will be out March or April. Very soon, just working on editing, the fun part.
Right.
And another thing I'm really excited about, if you're in the New Jersey, New York City area, is creating the Live Fully Summit 2, which will likely take place this summer or next fall.
Very good. Well, that is exciting. So, Stephen, thank you so much for sharing your insights, your wisdom, and more importantly, your story. I think that it's the stories of other people that have gone through challenges, that have overcome them, have gone on to success, prosperity, and most importantly, working from their happy place. It's inspiring and educational for everyone. So thank you so much for sharing all those pearls of wisdom, as well as being real enough to share your whole story with us. I appreciate that so much, as I'm sure our listeners do. And I just want to remind everyone that if you enjoyed this interview today, to please subscribe to Work From Your Happy Place. By subscribing, you'll never miss a single episode. So Stephen, once again, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It was truly my pleasure.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.